Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, looking at Bayern's easy victory over Frankfurt to kick off the season, it looks like Sadio Mane will have no trouble winning his first Bundesliga title.
Yeah, you know, Sadio Mane said one of his goals was to add to the level of silverware he's already accumulated. And by the looks of the result against Frankfurt, that will become quite easy for him. No better team to pick other than Bayern Munich. Farmers League comments stormed and swamped social media, and they were fitting. You know, I expected a lot more out of Frankfurt, considering they have the UEFA Super Cup with Real Madrid ahead of them. You know, but one thing for sure, Bayern historically have dominated match day ones, and this one was no different. You know, I did appreciate, back to Sadio Mane, I love the fact that he jumped with the Bayern fan base and started singing along with all the ultras. That's one way to win over the fans with the Mia San Mia mentality, that's for sure. So Sadio Mane, it's going to be interesting to see how long this romance lasts, because right now I think it started off on a great note. But as far as the action on the pitch, I mean, Joshua Kimmich is the Iron Man at Bayern Munich. His free kick through the fog was what to come. You know, the result, 6-1, how we got there, Ben Pavard cleaned up a corner kick. Ben Pavard at one point was actually in the rumor mill. He was in conversation possibly with a departure because Matthias De Ligt obviously was signed from Juventus, but Julian Nagelsmann decided to keep him around, and he proved why to net his goal. Then Sadio Mane's header off of the Gnabry assist. I mean, I could replay that goal for days. Such a beautiful goal. You know, such one of the reasons and benefits Sadio Mane in the elements he brings to the Bundesliga. You know, we typically don't see these kind of acrobatic goals and so forth, you know, the airplay, and he missed out on an assist and also another goal, but you could really see in his play that he wanted to put the league on notice and wanted to electrify the fans, and he did that. You know, then the youngster, Jamal Musiala, netted a brace, Gnabry scored. I mean, you know, we learned a couple of things from this matchup. Number one, Lewandowski is not needed for Bayern Munich to be dominant in the Bundesliga. Jamal Musiala proves to be a special talent. And Sadio Mane has been a perfect fit. You know, offense by committee. It was a wonderful result if you are a Bayern fan. The one Bayern goal came from Manuel Neuer being way outside the box. That's not his territory. He was easily stripped by Randall Muani. You know, so that was expected, but that was the only thing to show the return for Mario Götze in the Bundesliga. You know, he was celebrated ahead of the match, but that was about it. You know, it's bad because I do want the season to be more competitive. All of the criticism that the Bundesliga has gotten is because Bayern is very dominant, and it looks like they'll continue being that way when you look at the Super Cup and you look at the way they kicked off their season against the Frankfurt Eagles.
Dortmund defeated Bayer Leverkusen thanks to their captain Marco Reus. However, the club is still in search of a striker, and Cristiano Ronaldo has entered the conversation. Do you think they need him?
Well, you know, they would have needed him, but that conversation is dead because Anthony Modeste has joined Dortmund, and I think that's an excellent move. You know, but as far as the action, I'll get back to that in a moment. As far as the action on the pitch, you know, it's a huge win for Dortmund, a great win for Edin Terzic, you know, who's finally gotten the reins. You know, he was kind of shafted, didn't get the opportunity, you know, behind their past coach. Finally, now he does. And we see how hungry Dortmund was on the pitch. You know, as far as that goal, Moukoko found Adeyemi. That looked like a brilliant connection. It looked like that goal was converted, but Marco Reus was there to make sure it was. And Dortmund defensively looked great. Dahoud had a key stop to prevent Leverkusen to have a clear shot on goal. That's really good to see from a Dortmund side, a side that typically falls apart after they get an early lead. And we didn't see that, you know, from this side. This side, you know, saw solid defensive performances from both goalkeepers. Dortmund's Kuba looked good. Leverkusen's Radecki got a red card because he tried to be sneaky with a handball. And Marco Reus did not capitalize on the free kick with the fill-in goalkeeper, you know. But the result, the 3 points, that's all that matters. And the Anthony Modeste addition, I think, is huge. When you look at Dortmund's lineup, you see one thing, a lot of young stars. And Anthony Modeste, you see a seasoned veteran in the Bundesliga, someone who's known to put up 20 goals and plus. I mean, last season, he pretty much helped Cologne, you know, secure their spot and their position, and he put up 20 goals, you know, in the process. I think when you combine, you know, the amount of seasoning and the experience he's had and accomplished, if that can trickle down on the Dortmund handful of youngsters that are uber talented, you know, maybe we can see a very interesting season ahead of us. You know, Dortmund took a tough blow with Sebastian Haller, you know, in his testicular cancer that he came down with. That was a huge blow offensively. I think Anthony Modeste, you couldn't pick a better fit, you know, to fill that void because he is a seasoned striker and can finish in a number of ways. He's a big presence on the pitch. So Cristiano Ronaldo, good luck finding a team you can play Champions League ball with, but Dortmund doesn't look like that'll be the place. And I'm happy for Modeste, you know, in this opportunity and for Dortmund as well.
Before we let you go, Chris, other than the UEFA Super Cup final between Real and Frankfurt, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, Timo Werner making a return to the Bundesliga. RB Leipzig reportedly did the deal over Sunday. They need that because they dropped points. And of course, as far as the Bundesliga, Frankfurt's big match with Real Madrid is going to be the big match to look forward to. You know, Real Madrid have yet to kick off their season. Frankfurt have been beat up. Let's see if they can shock the world and upset Real Madrid. My instinct says no, but time will tell.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.